ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் இனிஷியேஷன் ஃப்ரம் தி குரு, கரேஜ் ரிசால்வ் கான்ஃப்ளிக்ட், மிட்டிகேஷன் சாதனா. பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
டுடே குவாரி நாம் எலக்ட்ரானிக் சைபர் ஸ்பேஸ் ஆஷ்ரம். டோர்ஸ் ஆர் ஓபன் டு யூ ஆன் அக்டோபர் 17th. வெல்கம், வெல்கம், வெல்கம். Members of Saiva Sadhana Church came today and enjoyed a beautiful talk by Acharya Sayan Swami. Acharya Sayan Swami is our Jyotisha Shastri here at Kwai Adinam, and he helps choose auspicious dates for starting businesses, weddings, all sorts of things, as well as personal advice on transits for members of Saiva Sadhana Church. We don't reach out beyond our membership because members of Saiva Sadhana Church are my true shishya. If you want to be a shishya or a chela of Guru Deva, and that's me, well, become a member of Saiva Sadhana Church. It takes about a year of study at Himalayan Academy, and we'd be happy to enroll you in the master course that is very easy, simple study in Saiva Sadhana, monistic path of Hinduism. Oh, here I see somebody, Lakshmana Nalayapan, who has just entered the internet world of cyberspace by getting a computer and logging on. Welcome, Nalayapan. We welcome you and greet you. Lakshmana Nalayapan has been with us for nearly 20 years. He's our India full-time liaison officer and helps with so many projects, such as arranging the carving of deities for temples that we have started throughout the United States and Europe, and many, many other things. Well, Paramachari Bodhinatha Swami, he is in Mauritius with Nilakanta, our brahmachari there, and he is visiting all of our missionary families and setting them up on a wonderful program that we have called Coconut Money Tree. What is a coconut money tree? A coconut money tree is a personal income endowment. This means that you invest in Hindu heritage endowment in a private fund called a pooled income fund, and put in a little bit of money every month. And in 20, 30 years, you get a big amount of money back. The members of Saiva Sadhana Church and those who wish in the Himalayan Academy are being set up for the personal income endowment through Hindu Heritage Endowment, a special arrangement with the First Hawaiian Bank in the state of Hawaii, the United States of America. And this is a very important concept which most people do not have in today's world, and that is creating a personal endowment for the future that when it is built up enough will pay month after month an income, a social security kind of an income for the rest of one's life, and then it can be left to one's spouse or one's child. And then it returns back to Hindu Heritage Endowment to promote the Sanatana Dharma for succeeding generations. Well, he's doing that in the country of Mauritius and many other things as well. We have been working on merging with Shiva and came to a beautiful story which I'd like to read to you. It's about the value of initiation. Many people are getting initiated these days. And I'm going to read to you something from merging with Shiva. When we initiate someone, it is because they have been well trained. And they're not struggling with the lower nature. Now I'm going to read. Those who are struggling with the lower nature, those who have not made a commitment to the Sanatana Dharma, commitment which for the newcomer to the fold could be verified by their Hindu name on their passport, should all chant Om. Om is the universal mantram. It's a safe mantram to chant. To demonstrate the authority vested in the mantram, let me tell you a story. A minister, this is a story, a minister in a Hindu court was summoned before the Maharaja. The minister also happened to be a Brahmin priest, a Kula Guru, with the power to give initiation in the most sacred mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. The king asked him, we would like you to initiate me into the sacred Panchatra mantram. The guru said, yes, majesty, I shall begin preparing you for your initiation. Then the king decreed, no, we will take the initiation right now, and never mind the preparation. The Kula Guru objected, this is quite impossible. My guru restricts me from giving initiation without due preparation. The king retorted, so, we will do the mantram without you. Or else, explain to me how the mantram would work differently, with the initiation or without. The Kula Guru said, yes, Majesty, I shall give you an explanation. And in a loud voice, the guru called to the five guards standing amidst the gathered audience. Guards, come forward instantly and arrest this man, the Maharaja. He is into wrongdoings. He is demanding an initiation into the great Panchatara mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, without the willingness to go through the necessary preparations required by our noble Sampradaya, our lineage. The guards stood still, eyes wide, looking at the Maharaja, wondering what to do. The Maharaja, losing his composure upon hearing his minister's preposterous command, was struck with awe, and he thought, what madness has come over this holy man? And then he shouted to the guards, here, promptly, arrest this minister of mine, this Kula Guru who is behaving in such an insolent manner against the throne. Tie him securely and take him away. The guards rushed forward without delay, grabbing the Guru and held him tight. The Guru laughed and said, hold on a minute. I was just answering your question, Majesty. I spoke the mantram, arrest this man. However, since I'm not initiated into the court, not ordained to have that power, the guard stood idle and did not respond. You gave them the same mantram, arrest this man, because you were carefully prepared and initiated as king, the guards responded. Upon hearing this, the Maharaja threw himself at the Kula Guru's feet. The guards, who had been hearing the entire conversation, then released their captive, and they themselves touched the holy man's feet and returned to their post. In the months to come, the Maharaja meticulously prepared himself for and received his initiation into Om Namah Shivaya, the greatest mantra of all mantras. Now, all three worlds cooperate with him. His kingdom flourishes. Crops grow. Food is abundant. The rains come when needed, the rivers run clear, and the wells are always full. The cows are fat, the mangoes fall sweetly from the trees. The gods in the temple provide discipline for the king's subjects, and the Haman and Rishis regularly visit the kingdom, giving of their wisdom to one and all. Even though His Majesty chants with the proper visualizations, Om Namah Shivaya, 108 times daily, one thing is missing. The king himself has not yet attained to full, complete God realization. There is a story yet to be told. And this to all of you out there who are tampering with mantra, yoga, without the necessary preparation, without the necessary dedication, without the necessary, shall we say, complete oneness with the Sanatana Dharma, acceptance of name change, appearing on the passport, some kind of commitment that turns people's heads around, some kind of sacrifice. Your mantras are only words. Arrest this man, or Om Namah Shivaya. Come on. Let's get real. The Christians say the end of the world is coming. Year 2000. I mean, that's just a little bit away. Many are going to Israel, renting rooms, to experience Jesus arriving there. They say the hotels are filled. They want to be there when Jesus comes. The end of the world happens. I'm wondering if they bought round-trip tickets. Big question mark. I'm not being facetious, but just practical. Why spend money when it's not necessary to spend money? Or why worry about money when the end of the world is coming? But let's make haste. Let's not hold back. Let's not play pretend. Let's not be Arda. Arda means half. Let's throw oneself into the religion. Let's throw oneself into making the eternal truths of the Vedas 100% part of one's life, your life, as it is our life here at Kwa Arinam. Well, that's a deep subject. It's a deep well. Well, I'll be seeing you, Nalayapan, in our cyberspace cafe, under the banyan tree, by the village well, all of our favorite places. I'll always think of you all day tomorrow, until I see you again in cyberspace. At this time, tomorrow, we'll be seeing each other, darshan time. Darsha means to see and feel one another. Om Namah Shivaya. Prepare yourself to chant Om Namah Shivaya. Become a member of Saivasananda Church. Today at Kwa Arinam, October 18th, by our moon calendar, Sun 6, we have a new innovation to help us serve you better. And we are Sivanadiyar. That means slaves of Siva. And if Siva is within you, therefore we're your servants too. To help us serve you better, we have established, you might see it today, if not tomorrow, the next day, a little program at the bottom of the page, or maybe at the top, I don't know where they'll put it, called questions@hindu.org. This is for you to send suggested topics that I can talk on. You know, something that you would want me to unravel to you and to everybody else who are all of you, all the many yous who are within you, because Shiva God is your all-pervasive energy that moves your body and all that. Nothing personal, please. We're not going to reply. If we use your suggestion, you will hear it on today at Kwadinam, and we'll thank you for it. We need your name, if you care to give it, your country, and your city. That's all. Let's have a conversation. This is called Upadesha. You ask the question, and I give the answer. You give the topic, and I'll unravel it from my point of view. But we had Miles and Krish Shira come today with their children and their mother, Helen. They had a wonderful time. I didn't see them, unfortunately, but they live here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai, and we see them now and again. We want to welcome Nitya Nadesan, who has an important position on America Online as the Hindu librarian. Congratulations, Nitya. He's here on Kauai, member of Sadhusadana Church from Seattle. Today I was listening to my email and paper mail being read to me, giving suggestions on how to reply. Right now at this time of the year, all that I do is to read Prayaschitta confessions from my Sadhusadana Church members. This means transgressions that they have done, that they feel guilty about, and we want to mitigate the karmas. This means that if you've had an argument with your wife or your husband and didn't settle it before bedtime, that creates a distance. Or if you cheated on your taxes, that creates a big distance between you and your government. Or committing adultery, big distance between you and your wife and your children. You wanting your sons and daughters to do that too? No way. Well, as we go on through life, people do make mistakes. But the big thing is to learn from the mistake, because life is a series of experiences and the lesson is within the experience itself. We learn the lesson, forget the experience. But the karmas created by the experience, have to be mitigated. That means diluted. If you have some muddy water and you pour more clear water into it, it dilutes it and it's not so muddy. And finally, if you keep doing that, it becomes clear. That's what prayaschitta or penance is all about. And that's my job. It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. Now, for beginning students in Himalayan Academy or the general public, we do not give prayaschitta or even answer personal problems. Why? Because learning the Sanatana Dharma, the Saiva way, reading, loving Ganesha, dancing with Shiva, understanding what has been read and putting some of it in action in your life, well, most of the problems go away when the thinking is changed. And then, finally, when it comes time to enter Sadhusadana Church as a full-fledged chela, shishya, or disciple, problem-free, all but a few. Because why? Because understanding of the basic truths of this universe, which Sanatana Dharma articulates in a precise way, and that's why it's lasted and will always last and never go away. It's a completely unorganized, organized religion. You try to figure that statement out. It's a completely organized, unorganized religion. It can never be destroyed, even though organized religions are organized to destroy it. No way will that ever happen. So that's what I do at this particular time of the year. Other times of the year are different. But let's get to the advice for today. The advice for today is zero tolerance for inharmonious conditions. That's how we run our ashram. That's how you should run your home. Don't go to bed with a mental argument in your head. Don't go to bed with a conflict brewing in your solar plexus, tying up your nerve currents. Don't go to bed when you can't sleep because you feel very strange about something that happened during the day. In other words, don't go to bed with a dirty room in your mind. Clean it up as you go along. Clean it up as you go along. Have the courage to face up to a difficulty. Have the courage to face up to a misunderstanding. Have the courage to face up to a conflict and resolve it by talking it over with the conflictor that you are conflicting with. I mean, otherwise, what happens? You pile up within your subconscious mind what we call vasanas. But the modern artist would paint, if he were to paint the subconscious mind, as hideous color designs of all kinds of conflicting colors. What the psychiatrist would call repressions, suppressions, denials, suppressed anger, etc., etc. Okay, all this can be dealt with within yourself. This way, how we run our ashram, religious work cannot be done with inharmonious conditions, so all religious work stops until the inharmonious condition is settled, period, end of matter. Zero tolerance for inharmonious conditions. Well, I think I said enough on that subject, and I'll be seeing you. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but the day following, which is our Monday. It's called Sun One on our Vedic calendar, and I look forward to seeing you then. Send your questions, or not really questions, but suggested topics in form of a question to question@hindu.org. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, that funny little at, H-I-N-D-U, period, O-R-G. And give your name, and give your city and your country. Remember, we're not going to respond by email, but we will respond by mentioning your name, your country, your city, and unraveling your suggestion for a topic on today at Kwarinam. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place, our own personal cyberspace cafe. Today at Kwarinam, greetings. We begin our week on October 21st by our Vedic calendar. It's Sun One. With a lovely Homa this morning, fire is blazing, and we're invoking Lord Hanuman to pick up Iravan Temple and fly it to Garden Island of Kauai, place it gently down upon its new foundation that we're visualizing that will happen in just a few months from now. Merging with Shiva continues with a lot of energy. All of the Madhavasi, Swamis and Yogis and Sadhaka, are participating in proofreading, in giving the last final touches before it goes off to the printer. on November 10th. We had a beautiful two-day retreat where we reflected upon what we did in the past to find out if that past is what we want to live out in the future. How does that work? The past eventually becomes the future because the energy which created the past moves forward into the many tomorrows. Now we can, when we reflect upon that energy, mitigate it or change it so that we have a better future. That's why we say, just before you go to bed at night, go back through the day in reverse of everything you did through the day and everything you said. It'll pop back from your memory, and then you can say to yourself, I'm sorry I said that. Mentally apologize to the individual. Or, in the future, I will not do that again. I'll catch myself just before my natural tendencies of instinctive impulses or emotional upheavals or temper tantrums, and I will make a change. You are actually making a change in the karmas of the past before you go to sleep. And they will repeat themselves in the future in a different way than they would had you not gone through this process of going back over your day in reverse. This is not too difficult to do. Anyone can do it. It just means we have to get into the habit of doing this to smooth out the karmas of our life. This is a certain sadhana. This is a certain practice that if we perfect it, a lot of good will come and we'll have much more self-control. You will be your own psychiatrist, your own psychologist, your own boss, because after all, who can make corrections inside of you but you? Everybody today is trying to change everybody else, and unsuccessfully, but they try anyway. And you have had people try to change you. I know I have. Were they successful? No way were they successful. Only I can change me, and only you can change you. But in order to do so, we have to know what to change. We have to isolate the problem, and then we have to work with it within ourselves, all by ourselves. So during our retreats here at Kwarinam, we take the entire 6 or 7 days and go back over these days to see if we want to repeat these days, if we can improve these days, if our service to humanity can be a little bit better than it was in the yesterdays. And we can adjust the energies of all of us here and all the hundreds of people, beautiful souls that work with us around the world. We are so closely connected through email and the internet. It's absolutely amazing. There's no distance between one of our buildings, which is 50 feet away from another, than to one of our wonderful families in Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, Germany, you name it. We're in a lot of countries and doing a lot of good in many, many different ways, but we want to do better. We all are on the planet in this incarnation to improve. And we have to keep telling ourselves that. We either go into improvement or we go into a confused state where we don't improve, but we, quote unquote, mess up our lives and maybe the lives of others and have to straighten that out at a future time. So in a mystical way, we can go back over the yesterdays and create a better tomorrow by straightening out the yesterdays, by adjusting ourselves to be a better person in the future days. Simple, isn't it? Well, I'll be seeing you, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, and we'll be enjoying each other in cyberspace.